You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
As usual, we kick off with how the markets have been moving. Today seems to have been a much better day than what we saw yesterday. And I'm joined on the line by Sasfin Wealth's David Shapiro to take a look at the market movements and try and make sense of what's been happening. Good evening, Uncle David. Lovely to speak to you again. The resource counters decided to wake up today?
Yeah, it's about time.
Took them long enough.
Jimmy, I think the dollar's under pressure. I think you've got to look to the dollar to get the background to why commodities went up. And this is going to be continuous. This is going to happen. As I've been saying, I don't know whether other guests share my views, but I think we're going to have a very strong 6 months, you know, from now on. And we're seeing it in U.S. markets. And we heard it from Powell, you know, saying that inflation is on the, I don't know his exact quote, but hinting that inflation is going to come down. And so we've seen the dollar come under a bit of pressure now. U.S. market's very strong, and that helps commodities and certainly helping the rand. So, I still think we're in for more of the same as we go ahead.
Mm. Uncle David, I wonder if the movement that we saw, because the for the most part of the morning session, there wasn't really any big movement. But the moment we got those ADP numbers from the U.S. and those numbers missed estimates and initial jobless claims didn't look so good, it gave an indication that the U.S. labor force is weakening. And that's obviously going to be a key indicator towards when we see the rate cuts.
Yeah. To put it in another way, as Mr. Powell says, the labor market is coming into balance, or it's beginning to balance. In other words, demand equals supply. So I think you're dead right, you know. And I think Friday we're getting the job numbers out. The estimate is for 190,000. If it comes in at that level or slightly lower, then I think that you can bank on a rate cut by September. And perhaps one thereafter. So once that happens, it hasn't been a reality. It hasn't been discounted. Jimmy, if we just take a step back, the one thing that I think so many analysts have got wrong, and I'm talking global analysts who earn significantly more than me or you or us put together, have not called the market right and have been way out. And my view is that what we're seeing now, once rates do come down, we haven't seen this fabled recession, and there's just so many factors that are pointing towards the market going better. So it's going to happen. So position yourself, you know, wherever you want to.
Start now so that when it does eventually come out, then everybody's sort of ready to make the most of it.
Mm. The breadth today was remarkable on our market. You know, it went right across. There's a top 80, because that's all I can get on a certain screen. I've got to do two or three different screens. So I call it my top 80. And of the top 80, I think 72 were up shares today. And these are all the large caps. A couple down, which weren't significant. And I think the reason some of those were down was rather because the rand improved. So like a Richemont, you know, because the rand improved, translation, it came down on our market, or it was very slightly down in Zurich. So other than that, very, very strong gains. And the only thing is that when you look at some of the gains that we saw in the miners, when I go into a 5-year chart or even a 1-year chart, I say, oh my God, we've got a lot of, you know, still got a lot, lot to make up. It hardly kind of moved, you know. And I was looking for like a 9% gain in Amplats or something like that. And when you look at the chart, you say, oi, you know, we've got to do a lot more 9% to make some difference to the pressure that this poor share has been under.
Absolutely. And as you say that, Uncle David, I remember looking at Impala today. They were up almost 9% as well. The Amplats family kind of having a bit of a good run following that BHP conversation that kind of went somewhere and then didn't go anywhere. But I'm looking at Impala, and at 90 Rand, at some point in the last 24 months, we were as high as 300 Rand a share. So 90 Rand, having moved 8% today, is really not much.
That's what I'm getting at. So there's a lot to do. You know, there is a lot. If we do look at our commodity market, it's the one area that kind of concerns me, you know, that hasn't played out the way that I thought it would. A few weeks ago, when you were talking about the whole Anglos, the bid by BHP, copper was 1,100. You know, it's in the 9,600 now, 9,600. So it's come down a good 10, 15% plus. But that's why don't be put off by it. I think one's got to look ahead to the next few months. And, once a central bankers make the decision to reduce rates and to push for growth, then I think you'll see something else happening in our markets. And the turnaround's quick. They don't wait for you. They don't ring the bell for you, Jimmy, and say, they don't phone you up and say, I think you should get in. It happens fast. And that's why you've got to start looking ahead. You've got to start projecting. Yeah.
That's it. And I think that's the conversation we've kept on having to say, get ready now, because when the move does start to eventually happen, it won't wait. It won't say, Jimmy hasn't got his order in, David hasn't got his order in, the market will not wait for us. So right now, when the stocks are undervalued, when they are trading at these discounted levels, might be a good time to start repositioning a portfolio for the next run. In repositioning that portfolio, are we still bullish on financial stocks? Because they kind of ran with the Government of National Unity. Obviously, they're still very, very cheap and very attractive. Are we now waiting to see if January 2025 gets us off the grey list and then they'll rally properly?
I think you've got to wait for the underlying economy. There are a lot of good things happening here. You might not recognize it because, the media have a go at it. But we can't discount what we are seeing, politically. There is a will to get things going. And I know it's not ideal, and there's a lot of commentators who are, arguing the point. But I think the fact that we have different parties sitting around a table, to discuss issues. And politics are politics. It's never easy to read. But at least this is in the right direction. So once this starts to have an impact on confidence of people. There's a chap who works for us whose name I won't mention, just not for he returned from overseas, and he said, I landed on Sunday. And he says, I had a feeling of confidence. He says, I felt good to be back here. I felt, which we haven't heard. So I think there is a view, we know where we've been, let's go. And once that starts to happen, then it does translate into growth. Confidence is a major driver of growth. So banks well run here. We can never fault our banking system. We can't fault the way that they have been run. So even if they're not doing as much as we want them to, they're still in good shape. And they're actually the backbone. Treasury, Reserve Bank, our banking system, the stock exchange have also been the backbone, are going to be the backbone, have been in the past, for growth there. Without those, I know it's hard without electricity and water, but I think financial systems are as important. Yeah.
Speaking of electricity, tomorrow would probably mark 100 days of no load shedding, and that's probably going to be another good thing that serves sentiment well. I suppose we'll have to keep an eye on these and other developments. I'm certainly looking forward to the bull run that Uncle David has predicted, but we'll have to leave it at that. Thanks, as always, for those insights. David Shapiro of Sasfin Wealth on the fact that now's a good time to get optimistic.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.